Okay, we are up to Simin Shin Chof. We're running Siv Beis. Mu'abat Chita. Okay, let's see. More about these Siv Beis. Zeisim V'Arnovim. We're now going back to the Zeisim V'Arnovim, which are the Zeisim, the olives, V'Arnovim, and the grapes. Shenisrasku Ma'erev Shabbos. Which got shenisrasku? They were pressed before Shabbos. Pressed.
Is that yesek?
Yeah, probably the better translation is probably blended. Yeah, thank you. Shenisrasku ma'erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. Mashkin ayotzin mehem, the liquid that comes out from there, mutorin are permitted. Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on here. Sif Yud Gimel. Shenisasku Me'erev Shabbos. The Kivon Shenisasku, since they were pressed, Yosef Amashke Me'elov, the liquid comes out from it naturally. So they were pressed before Shabbos, and the liquid keeps coming out. V'shuv Em Bezeh Chiyuv Chatos Afilu Mischot B'Yadayim. Now, if I were to squeeze it on Shabbos, there would be no Chiyuv Chatos, because it's been pressed before. So it's been pressed before. And now, if you're pressing it on Shabbos, if you'd press it on Shabbos, if you'd squeeze it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be chiyuv chatos anymore because it was squeezed before. So, lachein loygozu amashkin ayotzin. Therefore, so since there is no issur Torah on Shabbos to squeeze it, therefore what comes out naturally is not a derabbanon, is not included in the gzeira. So basically, what we're saying is the liquids that are coming out from these grapes and olives, since they're coming out, since it was pressed before Shabbos, so what comes out is not included in the Gzeirah and is Mutar. V'afilu nisrasku me'erev Shabbos, and if they were not pressed before Shabbos, im yesh bagigis, if there is in the barrel, shanovim besoicha, im yesh yain begagis shanovim besoicha, if there is wine in that barrel, hafal pishanovim is bakim beshabbos begigis, although, despite the fact that the grapes are opening out on Shabbos within this barrel, mutar l'shtoyse b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. Shkol ha'yayin ha'yotze ma'anovim is batel b'yayin shebegigis. It's a fascinating concept. It's a really fascinating concept. So we're learning now that, you know what? What happens if you've got a barrel? And in that barrel, you have got grapes. And you know what? Those grapes were not pressed before Shabbos. But what happens is that they will, because they are in some, because they are in the barrel, what's happening is that they open up. It's not the opening is not the right word. Well, how do you call it? When the grapes start to, there must be a good word for that. The liquid comes out from the barrel, the grapes coming out. And that there's a bit of liquid, a bit of juice, a bit of grape juice that comes out from the grapes, and that is na muta. You know, there's no problem there. So again, you've got a barrel. Again, just to get that clear, you've got a barrel. There's a bit of wine in there already, and now you've got in that barrel, you've got grapes, and those grapes were not pressed before Shabbos, but they are going to, there's liquid which is going to come out from those grapes on Shabbos. Normally we know that liquid that comes out from grapes on Shabbos is also mashkin shezov, it's also. It's part of the gzeirah, that since you're not allowed to squeeze it, so you're not allowed to squeeze the grapes. So therefore, if anything comes out on Shabbos, even if you don't physically squeeze it, but anything that comes out from those grapes, it's also mashkin. But here we're learning that since it is in a barrel, so it's actually mutar, the whole thing is mutar. And the question is, why is that so? Why is it that the liquid which comes out from those grapes on Shabbos is mutar? Why? Why is it mutar? Should be also. And the answer is found in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, I'm just going to go through those words just to get it clear. Ve'afilu and even, top line, page 288. Ve'afilu and even, lo nisraskim erev Shabbos, even if it was not squeezed before Shabbos, if there is wine in the barrel, if there is wine in the barrel, which the grapes are in it, is back in, although the grapes are opening up on Shabbos, bagigis in the barrel, you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos, because all the wine that comes out from the grapes on Shabbos, that's the rule, because it becomes bottle. In what? In what? In what does it become bottle? The wine of the grapes, which comes out from the grapes on Shabbos, is bottle, and therefore it's mutar. Bottle in what? It's nullified in what?
out.
Yeah, and why is this mutter? Normally you would say that's also. Why is it mutter in this particular case? If I would take grapes, a thing of grapes, what is it called?
A glass
of grapes, and I put it on a plate on Shabbos, and then after half a day, a bit of grape juice comes out. So the halacha is that grape juice that comes out from the grapes is also, because of Shem, it's also that liquid that comes out is also, even if I didn't physically squeeze it. Anything that comes out naturally is also as well. But why is it, therefore, that if there is, in our case, the Shulchan Aruch describes of it, that I've got grapes, which is in a barrel, and there's a bit of wine there before, there's wine in that barrel beforehand anyway. And now there is the grapes are releasing some of the juice. There is juice coming out from those grapes on Shabbos. Here we are saying that it is mutter. The whole wine is mutter. Why? So undoubtedly some juice came out from the grapes. So why is it mutter? Oh, the answer is, Shulchan Aruch says, Sha'akola yarin ayoytze ma'anovim, because all the wine that comes out from those grapes, misbatel b'yayin shebegiz, because that becomes bottle in the wine. It becomes bottle, and therefore there's wine there already anyway, and that makes it bottle. And that's the rule. Now, there is a very interesting hidden halach over here, and that's interesting. That's anybody who knows, anybody who's learned the idea, and in fact, we've seen it in Ari Chaim as well, but there's a key question over here. There's a yisoid that is called Dovash Ish b'matirin. Have you come across it? Dovash Ish b'matirin? Have you come across it? When did we come across it? I also remember speaking about it, I just don't remember when it was. Dovash Ish b'matirin. Do you remember that something that will once have a permission is never going to be, it doesn't become bottle. There's no halach of bittul when something is Dovash Ish b'matirin. What's something? For instance, something is... Oh, very good. That's a very good example. That's right. Chometz is a good example. We don't say chometz on Pesach bottle is bottle. If you've got a bit of chometz on Pesach, a bit of grain of chometz that comes into your soup on Pesach, we don't say it's bottle b'shishim. Bottle b'shishim. We don't say bottle b'shishim when it comes to chometz on Pesach. Why? Because that crumb in a few days' time on Matzah Pesach is going to be mutter also. It's going to be mutter. And therefore, it's called Dovah Shriyesh Levatir. This is something which is going to have once a permission. It's something which one's going to have a heter. And Dovah Shriyesh Levatir, afilu be'elef loy bottle, the Gemara says, even if it's got 1,000 against it, it's never going to be a bottle. Dovah Shriyesh Levatir is never a bottle. I'll tell you what we learned about it. We learned about it in Shinut Ches, I think. Oh, no. The halacha is that anything which is going to be Mutan Motzei Shabbos, so whatever, whenever there's what else is time bound? Something which is bottle. And we say no, because it's going to be mutter eventually. You know what? What would be an example? Something which is now also, but then eventually you know it's going to be mutter. We don't say that it's nullified. That's right. Okay, so it's food that was cooked on Shabbos, which is mixed up. You know, certain food was cooked on Shabbos, and that gets mixed up with other foods. You're going to say, it's bottle b'shishim, bottle b'roiv. No. We don't. Because food which is cooked on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, is mutter. And therefore, you and I have to wait until Motzei Shabbos, because it's Dovah Shiyesh Lematirin. That's the rule. Now, I would like to ask you, these liquids that come out from the grapes, are they going to be mutter on Motzei Shabbos? The halach is yes. It will be mutter on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, I'm asking, so if that's the case, and surely it is Dovah Shiyesh Lematirin, in this particular case, you've got the wine in the barrel. The wine in the barrel, it's coming, the wine in the barrel, that, how can you say that it's bottle? We said, how can that be? Surely it's Dovah Shiyesh Lematirin. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. Yisuf Kot Nudalat. Afal Gav, Dil Achra Shabbos, Yilo Heta, Fekai Melon Dovah Shiyesh Lematirin, Afilu Be'elef Loi Bottle. And then he asked that question. And he says, he says, because that's something which... He says that kol me'at v'me'at she'yotzin is arif techem is bottle b'shishim. He says that every little bit becomes bottle in its own, and therefore it's going to become bottle b'shishim. Every little bit is bottled separately and individually, and therefore we do say here that it's bottle b'shishim, and we don't say that it's tovah she'yesh lematirin. Okay, it's a chiddush in Mishneh Berurah. It's something to think about.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. That's a good case.
Yeah, and the grapes then
would be also. Yeah,
be
yeah, because it's not bottle. Yeah. Absolutely okay. Good. Very good.
I still don't understand the first bit that you said, that you have grapes in a cluster on your table, and naturally they
will be also. The liquid is also.
You're not doing anything.
Yes. Yeah. No. But nevertheless,
you're not causing it. it. Yep. It's
yep.
Natural. Yep. Why should it be also? I don't understand.
Because the Gemara Mishnah Berurah explains earlier. You read. I didn't look at this Mishnah Berurah inside. I didn't explain it. But in Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Gzeir Shem Ayovel Lischo Loch Kolechat Chile." Because if we say, "Listen, let's say you put your grapes, yeah, you're going to put it on a plate, and after a few hours, a bit of juice coming, and let's say you're going to say, "Oh, this is nice. Looks like nice grape juice," and then you're going to take it, pour it nicely in a glass, and you're going to say the bracha, and you're going to drink it. Shh, that was nice. So you're going to think, you know, that was really nice. And then naturally, natural instinct is then going to be, you know what? You're going to put it again. You're going to put the grapes there again. You're going to squeeze them a little bit. And you're going to have a bit more of that nice grape juice. So that's a chachomim. The Gemara made a takon gzeira. And they made the rule that any liquid is going to be also because perhaps you're going to end up squeezing because of that. So it's to distance yourself from squeezing. Yes, correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah, absolutely spot on. Yeah. Okay, Sif Gimel. Chartonim vezagin, which are, this is the skin of the grapes. Chartonim vezagin, shenosan aleim maim, la'asloyis letomo. So you have skin of grapes, which you put water over it. La'asloyis tomo, to make wine, you put water over this. Do you know what skins of grapes look like? Yeah, skin of the grapes. Apparently, I didn't know, I mean, it's brought in other places as well, but apparently, I've never tried it, but if you put water over it, and you keep it there for a while, it becomes like a bit of like wine. Not proper wine, but it's not just that it emerges from the grapes, but you put water over this. It's a low quality kind of wine. So that's chatzanim v'zogim, the skin of the grapes. Shenos l'nei ma'im la'asso yisotomot, you put water over it to make kind of grape juice, wine. Mutanim shech ma'im, you're allowed to take from, to draw from it, to take from it, v'lishtoy someone to drink it. V'afrilo yinos l'nei ma'im v'ayayin mismatze v'zov me'elov, even if you didn't put water over it, but it actually emerge naturally, mutter l'shtoisei, that will be mutter. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yudalit explains, Sifkot and Tezvav explain, that here again it's because of bitul. Although there might be a bit of wine coming out from it, it's still bottle and therefore it's mutter. Yeah, so here we're learning that if you put water over it and it's a bit of something coming itself, it's again the same rule of bitul. If there is a bit of natural juice that comes out from those grapes, it's still going to be mutter because you've added water initially in this bottle. Siv dalet, mutter is chodesh koin anovim. You're allowed to squeeze grapes. L'soich kader sheish b'tafshil. You're allowed to squeeze grapes into a kader, into a pot sheish b'tafshil, which has a cooked food. Kader l'sakin ha'oich, in order to make it nicer. Would you do that to squeeze a bit of grape juice into a food? Does that make it nice? Yeah. Oh, lemon. We'll get to lemon. It's similar to lemon. We'll get to lemon in Sivov. So you're squeezing grapes to make it nicer. Have you ever done that? Grape juice to make it nicer. Okay, so that's what they did. Mutter, you're allowed to do that to squeeze grapes to make the food tastier. That's mutter. Why is that? You're allowed to do that.
Good question. It's a good question.
Because what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing is another question. Shulchan Aruch is addressing why is he not Doraisa? And the reason why he's not Doraisa, why is he not Doraisa? You're squeezing grapes into a food. Why is that okay? So the answer is a rule. And the rule is that whenever you're making it, let's look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yuzayin. Kidei the third white line. Kidei l'sakin oichel ki Hashem mefarek bezeisim v'anovim. The definition of the melach of mefarek with olives and grapes. Ein nekiim shtuch l'schitas apriel mashke. When you're squeezing to make into it the liquid, shas choshev prika, because that's considered prika. What was the word? Disaggregating, because you are disaggregating, you're separating it. You're separating the liquid from the food. But here, when you're squeezing the grapes into a food, that's the rule. And these are the words that need to be underlined and understood and stressed and emphasized. So now, would you look at let me ask you a question. When you have a grape and you're squeezing it, you're making it into a liquid. What was it before you squeezed? What was it? The juice? It was a was a grape, which is considered a solid. Are you going to say that the liquid within the grape, would you say that it's a liquid or solid? What would you say? The grape, before you squeeze it, what is it? Solid or liquid?
You could argue that with an orange as well.
Yes, agreed. Solid, very good. So now, this is the rule of thumb. When you have a grape, you're looking at it as a solid. So when you're squeezing it, what are you doing? You're making a liquid from a solid. Makes sense, right? You're not going to say that there's liquid in the solid. So you're looking at this one unit, and that unit is called a grape. And the grape, when you're squeezing a grape, there's juice coming out. Now, that's the melach mefarik. Mefarik means you're making something which was a solid, you're taking the liquid out of the solid, you're making something which was solid, now there's liquid. And that's the melach mefarik. Now, what happens if actually, that's the definition of mefarik, what happens if actually you're squeezing it, but you're not making it into a liquid, you're actually making it into a different solid? Would it make sense to call it mefarik? The answer is, no, it does not make sense to call it mefarik, because mefarik by definition is solid into liquid. But if you're making solid into another solid, then it's not considered mefarik. Therefore, does that make sense? It's a lomdus. Why, let me hear. Why?
Because you have turned into a liquid. If you move the food away, then that will change.
Yeah, good. I'm with you. I'm with you in this. But let's take it as a given now. Okay, so now, if I am therefore, so the Shulchan Aruch scenario is, I have grapes, and I'm squeezing the grapes. If I'm squeezing into a juice, I've done a melacha d'oraisa. However, if I'm taking those grapes, and I'm squeezing it, and it's actually going to go into a hot potato, does that sound tasty? I'm squeezing it onto some sort of tafsa, cooked item. So what I've done now is I've made solid, squeezed the grapes, and I've gone into another solid, because it's a solid tafshel. So here, that's considered mafrid, oichel, and that's not considered mefarik. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, muta lischoit eshkel alovim. You're allowed to squeeze grapes, lesuch kedero, into a food, sheyesh betafshel, which is into a pot, which has food, kedei lesaken oichel, in order to make the food better. Can you think of a case, something, what kind of food would have a nice grape juice taste? Perhaps a meat. Okay, let's call it the grape juice schnitzel, yeah? So if I'm squeezing those grapes into my schnitzel to make it a bit more tasty,
Or into a cholent,
it would be the same. Yeah, that's the idea. So that's very good. That's pretty much the idea. That you're squeezing it, if you're squeezing into a liquid, that's mefarik. That's the definition of mefarik. You have made now something which is a solid into a liquid. That's mefarik. But if I'm making, if the end product is going to be a solid, that's true. Kemafrit oichel me'oichel. I'm making solid, solid. It's true, it was liquid, and I'm with you about your question. I'm with you, I'm totally with you. But Lamaisa, it's called Mafrid Oichel Oichel, and therefore it's considered mut. And therefore, that's the scenario of the Shulchan Aruch. That what you have done is you have squeezed it into a food, and that's why there was mut.
So if you had like a Shabbos, and you wanted to make it more flavor, could you put wine into it on Shabbos?
So wine, why not?
Or grape juice.
Yeah, well, so
you're putting, well, I suppose if it's very solid, the sholot, opposed to liquid, so you're pouring the liquid.
Yeah. So the truth is that we actually one step before that, because we're talking about the melach of mefarik, which means mefarik is the grapes, the squeezing of the grapes. Now, in your particular case, there may be other melachas involved, but in terms of squeezing, you're not really squeezing.
Pouring,
so that would be okay. There may perhaps be a problem of bishul, perhaps, if it's not. But normally they're pasteurized, so it would be fine. Okay, so that's the case. Yesh mishoyim esif vav, esif hei. Yesh mishoyim mash du adin leboisa shemut lesochtu lesoicha oichel. When you have, boisa is very, very ripe grapes. You have to squeeze them also into food. Rabbeinu Tam oisa vavoisa. And, they're not fully ripe grapes. You also like to squeeze those into food. Rabbeinu Tam oisav oisa. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that. Because they're not edible. And that brings us to the famous halacha of the lemons. Does anybody squeeze lemons on Shabbos? Do you squeeze lemons? Into salad. There you go. So the question, very good. Let's wait for the orange. Today it's for the orange. But now, Mr. Berlin says it squeezes. So the question is, why would that be okay? To squeeze a lemon, why is that not mefarik? Elecha mefarik, God me zeh. If somebody squeezes a lemon into a juice.
Into hot water tea.
Yeah, so that's what's the halacha then? It's a massive problem. It could be a deraisa. To squeeze a lemon is also. But still, Mr. Berlin is quite right in the fact that he's squeezing it into salad. Why? Why? What's the difference? The answer is because if you're squeezing a lemon, into a food, so the halacha is, it's what we said now, you're making this into solid, from solid into solid, and that's permitted. So if you would squeeze that into the tea, the halacha would be also, and if you're squeezing into the salad, it's mutter.
What happens if you slice a lemon and put it in the tea, like lemon tea?
Yeah.
It's going to come out naturally.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
would
so.
That
no, because you're not squeezing it anyway.
No, but like with the grape, it's
going
naturally. You're passive. It's going in the hot water, like a slice of lemon, goes in the hot water.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
This is going to coming out. So why, with the grape, you said.
I'm just thinking, Tucker. It's a good question. It's a good question. Let me think about this. It's a good question. It's a good question. We said that would my stomach be within the category of?
Like the grapes. You said with the grapes you leave it on the table, the juice comes out, it's osa. So the same with the lemon.
Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. I have to think about this. It's a good question. I don't know why I haven't thought about it, but it's a very simple question and a very good question. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's a loch. Mutter is choyta limoynis. That's the fav. Yeah, I think, I don't know if there's any particular chiddush. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There's the thing about squeezing a lemon on salad. It's got to be absorbent salad.
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit oichel, yeah. I mean, if it's, yeah.
If it's just lettuce leaves, would that be a problem?
I think that if it is, yeah, it needs to have some. It can't.
It's not absorbed though. If you have lettuce and cucumber and tomatoes and whatever else you have, the lemon juice doesn't get absorbed into.
Yeah. Doesn't? I mean, they talk about sugar, for instance. What would you say is halacha if you squeeze into sugar? You want to have your lemon into the tea. Yeah, so you're squeezing into the sugar cubes.
Well, you put a sugar cube in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and that's based on what we're saying now, because you're it's ka'icha. A sugar cube is oichel. Yeah. And that will be fine, therefore.
But the lemon is not really
oichel. Yeah, it is. No, lemon is oichel. Lemon is oichel. Why not?
Should that be the head for putting the lemon in the hot water then?
No, the lemon itself into the drink would be a problem because you're making it into a liquid. The point is that the lemon is looked at as a solid. Solid into solid is fine. Solid into liquid is problematic. So solid into solid is fine. It is the same concept.
It is a problem to take a piece of lemon and put it into tea.
Yeah, also, the question is only. Yeah, you're right.
Could you put the lemon in first?
No, it won't make a difference. It won't make a difference, no. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, these are halachos covered tonight. We spoke about the pre-pressed ones, which the liquids coming out are mutter. We spoke about the barrel, the bittul b'shishim. We spoke about this concept of squeezing onto something solid, which is mutter, and various examples within that. Good evening, Abba Yisai.